You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We work at a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves, reaching the unreached with answers to their health. And so this show, we've talked a lot about teenagers and young adults and how they're just suffering right now. We talked about Bella, who was suffering with neck pain and sleep problems at the age of 14. Been under care in our clinic, still is under care. Neck pain's completely gone. Sleep problems are completely gone. She's just a happier kid, her mom says, and so she's doing amazing. We talked about Gabe, who was also suffering with gut issues, low back pain, anxiety, 18 years old. You know, the future looked pretty dark for him. And so both of his parents called in. He came into the clinic. He's been in the care now for 4 months. His gut issues are gone. His low back pain is gone. Anxiety is improved by 80%. His parents are just super, super ecstatic. Of course, you can imagine how happy Gabe is. We also talked about John, who suffered with sleep issues, posture problems, horrible posture at the age of 20, and headaches about 4 days a week. Headaches are now completely gone. After 3 months, posture's improved significantly. Sleep has improved. He's more confident. He's taking more responsibility for his health, and he's going back to college. And so his parents just said, "Listen, like his future is now changed forever because now he's healthy." They said, "We've always wanted our kid to feel good, but we didn't know really what health was." And so the difference is this. Obviously, I want you to feel great. I want people to feel amazing. I want people to look how they want to look. But at the end of the day, the main focus is health and healing. So if you're focused on health and healing, side effect, you're going to sleep better. Your posture is going to improve. Your headaches are going to be no longer. You're going to be the weight you want to be. Your hormones are going to be more balanced. You're going to be a happier person. You're going to be a less stressed person. You're just going to experience health and life abundantly, and that's what you deserve. And you deserve that not as a right, but because your body is created that way. And so your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that it's designed to heal you. It desires to heal you. And let me step back a little bit and realize and make you understand that healing doesn't always feel good. A fever is still your body healing itself. A runny nose is your body trying to get allergens out or the virus out or the bacterial infection out, right? It's supposed to help you. Going to the bathroom too often, right? Your body's trying to get something out. That doesn't always feel good, but that's part of healing, right? Getting sick and throwing up is doesn't always feel good, but your body's trying to what? Heal you. Wait for this. Cholesterol rising in the body. With a healthy lifestyle, cholesterol is trying to help you. Why? Because every hormone needs cholesterol as a building block to create the hormones, right? And so guess what? it's helping you. Your blood pressure increased if you're a healthy person and you're healing. If your blood pressure increases, your body needs more oxygen. So the body says, well, let's bring more blood flow to the tissues, faster rate. It's trying to what? Heal you. It's trying to heal you. And so I don't want to mistake healing and feeling good. Healing well and feeling well doesn't always parallel each other. It doesn't always mirror each other. And I'd say quite the contrary, that if you're healing and functioning as close to 100% as possible, your body's going to be more sensitive to certain things that you do to it or that happens to it. Okay? So, for instance, shoulder pain or knee pain or foot pain or what head pain, whatever it is, your body may be saying, hey, something's not right. Let's look a little bit deeper. And so what I want you to do as listeners and patients is that I want you to be sensitive with the body saying, don't freak out. You're not broken. You're not pieced together. You're an overcomer. But to ask questions, I wonder why that is that way it is. I wonder what I did that caused that, or I wonder what's causing that, instead of just saying, well, I'm broken. I'm just going to pop a pill. Listen, taking ibuprofen, Aleve, I don't want you guys to suffer, but taking all these medications, over-the-counter medications and or prescription medications, gives us a false sense of hope, because this, guess what happens? We actually quiet the body's healing response, meaning that if my shoulder hurts and I just take ibuprofen every day and I just keep going through life, I may think, oh, my shoulder feels fine because I took the medication, and I just keep doing the stupid things that I did to get hurt anyway in the first part, or I sleep on that side anyway every night. No wonder my shoulder hurts. Listen, that's not focused on health and healing. That's just, hey, you're focused on feeling good. And guess what? We can only feel 10% of our body at any given time. So if we're just focusing on the 10%, we're ignoring the 90%. So I would encourage you to focus on 100% of health and healing. Focus on at least the 90% that's ignored. And trust your body. Listen to your body. Trust it. Get to know what your body's telling you. And it's okay. It's okay to be sensitive to it, because I would rather have that be sensitive than you just be like, I have a high pain tolerance. Well, that's not necessarily healthy, because that person comes into me when things are awful and it's hard to get their body to fully heal itself because they've ignored something for years. So become sensitive to it. Listen to your body. Trust your body, and know that your body is designed to heal. Your body works as a symphony of cellular reactions to benefit you and itself. And listen, we got to do the things that support it. So that's why we call it the five essentials. The healthcare delivery model is based off of the five essentials: mindset, spinal health, nutrition, exercise, and detoxing. Those five essentials are five essentials for your health, not just five good ideas. This week, if you guys wanted to get our recipe of the week, I'm going to send our quick, believe it or not, quick healthy French onion recipe, quick healthy French onion soup recipe. And so if you want to get this recipe, simply text in your email address and we will email it to you. The number to text right now with your email address is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, I've shared some of these stats with you before in the past, but I want to continue to share them with you so you understand where we currently are when it comes to going into the hospital, going in the medical system prematurely, I would say, okay, prematurely. Because right now the beds are full because people are going in too soon. With the CARES Act, they're not able to be turned away. So I will tell you, do not run to the hospital too soon, ever. Ever don't run too soon. I'm not saying ignore your body and let it get bad. I'm not saying that. But I feel like a lot of us are running to the hospital and the urgent care and the medication, getting on medication way too soon. And I think it's harming us more than helping us. I think some people need the hospital. But for someone who's had a fever for a day and a cough, like, there's no reason to go to the hospital. Like, go home and rest. Of course, there's different cases, so I don't want to make that blanket statement. There may be some comorbidities, there may be some other medications that are making it worse. But guys, I'm telling you, go to your bed first. Take an Epsom salt bath, take a hot shower, get some rest. Don't run to the hospital for a pill, potion, or lotion for the answer and save the day, because it's not going to. And so, these are some numbers. The Institute of Healthcare Improvement, it's called IHI, Institute for Healthcare Improvement, estimates that 15 million incidents of medical harm occur in the U.S. hospitals each year. 15 million incidents of medical harms occur in U.S. hospitals each year. This estimate of overall national harm is based on IHI's extensive experience in studying injury rates in hospitals, which reveals that between 40 to 50 incidents of harm occur for every 100 hospital admissions. 40 to 50 incidents of harm occur for every 100 hospital admissions. With 37 million admissions in the U.S. each year, this equates to approximately 15 million harm events annually, or 40,000 incidents of harm in U.S. hospitals every day. Not because the doctors and nurses are bad. It's not because they're bad. It's not because the pharmaceutical companies are actually bad. It's because we're going in too soon. We're being told we have to stay. So then you stop moving. You eat like crap. You get hooked up to a monitor. You're stressed. You're not sleeping in your bed. You're exposed to more viruses in a hospital. You're exposed to more infections in a hospital. And it's just not your. It's not a place to heal. It's a place to have your life saved, but not to heal. So right now, and this is actually about 10 years ago, 40,000 incidents of harm in U.S. hospitals every single day. So where do you not want to go if you're not in a crisis? The hospital. You just don't want to go. Talk to nurses, talk to doctors. They say, I want to stay out of the hospital as long as I possibly can. I don't want to get that surgery. I don't want to be on that medication. I want to stay home and try to heal and let my body do what it's supposed to do, which is heal. So I don't know where we lost our way, but as a culture, I think we're just running to the hospital. It's way too soon. I mean, if you look at how you were raised, your parents gave your body a time to heal. And so give your body time to heal. Trust your body. Support your body with the lifestyle changes we talk about. But I'm just telling you guys that there's hope in health and healing. And if you focus on the good things and you pile up the good things and the decisions you make and the actions that you make, then your body is going to be healthy, healthiest person on the planet. It's just a fact. Last testimony we're going to share today, her name is Katie. Katie came to our clinic, 16 years old. Her dad and mom called into the clinic and they go, listen, our daughter is awesome in school. She's awesome with nutrition. She's awesome with her exercise program, but she suffers with headaches about 5 days a week that are debilitating. She has to miss her practice, her soccer practice. She has to miss school. And she suffers with back pain. Every time she exercises, her back hurts. Every time she sits long, her back hurts. Every time she walks long, her back hurts. We feel like our 16-year-old shouldn't be suffering with this. You're exactly right. Her body's yelling that something's wrong. We have to fix it. So her parents bring her into the clinic. Katie, we did a full exam of Katie's spine, posture, range of motion. We saw right in between her shoulder blades, there was a scoliosis that was causing the mid-back pain. It wasn't severe, but it was mild enough to cause the damage and pressure on the spine and on the rib area, causing her mid-back to hurt all the time with any activity. We also saw her shoulder muscles were extremely tight, and we did a full set of x-rays of her spine. We saw in her neck she lost 100% of the curvature in her cervical spine, which is putting damaging pressure on the brain stem and the nerves that go straight to the head. We saw what was causing her headaches. We saw what was causing her mid-back pain. We started to correct it with specific chiropractic care. And what's amazing is this, Katie, within 2 months, her headaches are completely gone. Her mid-back pain is completely gone. Since she's been in my clinic, she hasn't missed school. And she hasn't missed the practice. And you want to talk about happy parents and a happy 16-year-old girl. They have answers to health problems. And it wasn't more pills. It wasn't excessive testing. Katie's got her life back, and it started with her coming to the clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Normally, to come into our office for a new patient exam, it's $150, which includes x-rays. But if you're listening to the show now and you call now, it's only $60. Literally, you save $90 by calling the show right now. When you call, I will answer the phone. We will schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Hope you have a blessed weekend, blessed week, and tune in next time.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We know right now in our culture, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. People don't want to be making their health decisions based out of fear, uncertainty, but quite the opposite. They want to be certain in their health. They want to be their beliefs and the foundation that they have of what health is. They want to have action steps, tools, and resources that they can go to that are readily available for them to experience true health and healing without the use and need of drugs, surgeries, pills, potions, and lotions. And so we know right now more than ever people are seeking this out. And this is why we have one of the biggest health centers in the Midwest, and why I've had a radio show now for going on 10 years is because my mission and my purpose is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, symptoms, and disease so you can live to your God-given potential without the need and use of drugs and surgery. You know, people want that, but they don't know where to go. And so, you know, I know we have a lot of avid listeners that tune in, week out, who call in to make new patient appointments, who text in, who email in. I know we have a lot of patients who are listening, family, friend that listen to the show, and they do not miss it. And the reason is because this is one of the few places that you can get truth and answers about things that you can do today that's going to impact your health for tomorrow. And sometimes it's just the mindset shift where we realize that hospitals are getting bigger. Parking lots are getting more full at hospitals. Urgent cares are popping up at every corner. More medication use than ever before in history. We have more surgeries than ever before in history. We have some of the best doctors in the world here in our city. And for some reason, although we have access to medicine, surgeries, doctors, research facilities, vaccines, whatever it is, the numbers are getting worse. And I think there has to be a point to where we recognize and realize that the sick care and crisis care model is there for sickness and crisis. But unfortunately, we've been taught over the last 20, 30 years that when you have your first symptom of sickness or suffering, that you run to the hospital. And once you get in that medical gauntlet, it's hard to get out. It really is hard to get out. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to be smart with your health, listen to your body. Don't let things get too far gone to where there's no hope, but also don't run to medicine and surgeries and injections too soon. I think that's the problem that we've gotten into in our culture is that it's like it's the everyone's not crying wolf, but it's like, you know, Chicken Little, the sky's falling, right? The sky's falling. And I think we've just gotten out of control with that. I mean, gosh, I mean, many of you that were raised kids in the 80s, 70s, 60s, you know, the doctors would literally say, if your kid's sick, just have them stay home for the next 1 to 3 days. Have their body, let the fever run its course. Make sure they stay hydrated. Maybe chicken noodle soup, which doesn't make sense scientifically. Maybe 7-Up, which doesn't make sense scientifically. Maybe some Kraft crackers, doesn't make sense scientifically. But that's what would happen is that parents and grandparents would give the child's body a chance to heal. And we valued that time. And unfortunately, in our culture is that we are such a quick fix culture where, oh my gosh, my kid's uncomfortable, or oh my gosh, I have a fever, oh my gosh, I'm going to run to the hospital, I'm going to run to urgent care, I'm going to run to the doctor to get this medication because I need this medication, right? And I think we've gotten into this rut that we're in right now to where most people don't value time when they're sick. Meaning that if they're sick, they just I want to feel good right away. But really, that time frame of okay, I got to rest. I have to support this fever. Maybe I got to take some Epsom salt baths. Maybe I got to take a hot shower. Maybe I just need sleep. That time, that 1, 2, 3, maybe 7 days right now with some of the viruses that are out there is valuable to our body. Our body needs that to be able to build an immunity to it, to fight it naturally so we don't have to keep getting sick over and over again because we never allowed our body to heal and fight it naturally. And so, listen, many of you are listening to this show who are right in the same camp that I am. You realize that, you know, unless you break a leg or unless your blood pressure is 200 over 150, you're not going to the hospital, right? Some of you on the other camp who go to the hospital if you have a runny nose or you go to urgent care if you've had a fever for an hour. And you guys, I know how ridiculous this is because I know people who work in the urgent cares and they say, gosh, people come in for the silliest things. The silliest things. And they don't need to be in here. They don't need to be in urgent care, right? And so some of you are in that camp where, you know, if you think you feel bad, you run to urgent care. And some of you are in the middle, like, you know, you're kind of straddling that line between I want to be healthy, but I don't know what it means to be healthy. And I still have to rely on these medications to get through life. And I just don't know where to go. And no matter what camp you're in, the show is still for you. The reason is because what's amazing is that there's never a gray area in our health. There's never a stagnant area. Although you may feel stagnant, you may feel stuck. But there's never a stagnant area in your health. There's only moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction. And to me, there's peace in that. There's value in that. That if you think about the things that you can do to your health today, every decision you make, if 80 to 85% of them are in a positive direction for your health, they're going to benefit your life and benefit your physical health, then what's going to happen is that you're going to move in the right direction. You're going to be the healthiest person on the planet. That's why I always say to my patients is that, listen, if you do the good things for your body and health 80 to 85% of the time, listen, you're going to be the healthiest person on the planet. Because most people do poor things or bad things to their body 80 to 85% of the time, and only about 15 to 20% of good things, right? And so we want you to be the healthiest person on the planet. If you're affiliated with my show, with me, with my clinic, let's say you're a patient, let's say you plan to become a patient, I want people to look at you as the light in the community. Like, I want you guys to be the picture of health. And if you're not the picture of health now, guess what you're striving to become? The picture of health. There's not perfection in that. There's one word, is striving and progression. Progressively changing, progressively moving in the right direction. Why? Because you deserve to experience true health and healing. You deserve to have an abundant level of health. You deserve to have an abundant level of feeling good, looking good, be medication free for as long as you possibly can, and let your body heal and function 100% as long as you possibly can. That's why I have this show. Is that my hope and prayer is that it's reaching into your car or into your home or through your phone, wherever you are, and it's literally giving you hope that there's answers. There's answers when it comes to the things you can do with your health today to impact your future. You're not stuck. You're not continuing to slide back with your health. You're not just going to break down. You're not just pieced together. You're not relying on a medication to survive forever, right? And so I'm here to tell you that there's hope, and that we have this show to serve people and to save people from needless suffering, right? Needless suffering and needless premature deaths, whether that's in the physical or just mentally when it comes to, hey, I think I'm broken. I don't think I'm ever going to heal. But there's hope. I'm here to tell you today there's hope. And so, you know, one of the things that I always want to talk about on the show week in, week out is a perspective. A perspective of maybe it's a population of people, maybe it's a symptom, maybe it's a sickness, maybe it's a treatment. I really want to focus on the health of our future generations, specifically teenagers. Right now in our culture, we are in a crisis when it comes to the health of our teenagers. There's more hormone imbalances in teenagers than ever before in history. There's more headaches. There's more depression. There's more anxiety. There's worse. The posture in our teenagers now is worse than it's ever been in history because of all the technology and lack of mobility, more stagnant lifestyle. There's more gut issues than ever before. There's more cancer in our teenagers than ever before. There's autoimmune diseases. There's chronic illnesses being diagnosed to teenagers that they'll carry with them. They're told they will be, at least. They're told they'll have this sickness or symptom or disease for the rest of their life. I mean, I can't even imagine that, being a teenager and being like, yep, you're going to have that for the rest of your life. Like, I just can't believe that. And so my heart breaks for parents whose kids who are sick, whose kids that are not well. At the end of the day, as a teenager, the last thing on your worry list or your anxious list is physical health problems and mental health problems. It shouldn't be a crisis, but right now in our culture, in America, not the world, in America, it is an absolute crisis. So whether you have teenagers or not, I don't really care. This show is still for you, because what happens is this: they're watching us. They're watching us. If you're an aunt, your uncle, a grandma, grandpa, if you're a mom or a dad, listen, they're watching us. They're watching us live our life. And if they see us pop a pill to get through the day, they're in their mind, subconsciously or consciously, they're thinking, well, mom and dad or my aunt and uncle or grandma and grandpa take a pill to get through the day. I'm not putting this weight on you, but just realize teenagers are sick and they're getting worse, and they're the future of our country. They are the future of our country. They're the future employee that you're going to hire, right? They're the future politician. They're the future doctors, right? And if they're sick now, oh my gosh, we are in trouble. And guys, I see patients come into my clinic all the time where parents bring their kids in from the radio show. And one of those people, her name was Bella. Bella came into our clinic. She's 14 years old. And her mom heard us on the radio, called us in, and she goes, I really think you can help my daughter, Bella. She's suffering with neck pain. She's suffering. She can't sleep at night. She's sleeping about 4 to 5 hours a night. And being 14 years old, I just know she needs more sleep. And I go, so what does Bella like to do? She goes, Bella likes to play sports. She plays soccer. She plays field hockey. But her neck pain keeps getting worse. Her sleep problems keep getting worse. No matter what we change with her nutrition, no matter what we change with her exercise program or her workout programs when it comes to the training, things just keep getting worse. We've tried all these supplements. We've tried massage. Nothing's working. And she goes, what you said on the radio show made sense. You said that if there's damage in the spine from past traumas or current traumas with phones, how they sleep at night, sporting injuries, birth process, whatever it is, if that damage in the spine is there and then you exercise on that spine, it's going to continue to get worse. And the nerves in the neck not only affect the muscles in the neck, they also affect the thyroid and also production of melatonin. So it affects sleep patterns and hormones. She goes, this makes complete sense to me. And so when Bella came to the clinic, we did a full posture, range of motion, and we did a full set of x-rays of her spine to see exactly what was going on. In the neck, there should be a 45-degree curvature. Hers was at -5 degrees. She'd lost over 100% of the curvature in neck from damage of typical falls as a kid, from sporting injuries, and it made complete sense that she couldn't sleep at night and that she had neck pain. So we started to adjust Bella's spine with chiropractic care. We got pressure off the nervous system, off the spinal cord. She now sleeps 9 hours a night, and she has no more neck pain. She didn't change her nutrition. She didn't change her exercise. She changed her spine with chiropractic care. And I wonder how many people are listening who either have neck pain and sleep issues as an adult or know someone who does as a teenager, and they want help. Normally, to come into our clinic for a new patient exam and x-rays is $150. But if you're listening to the show right now and you want a discounted appointment, you got to call now. It's only $60. That includes your x-rays. So literally, you save $90 by calling the show right now. When you call in, I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, specifically located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. We're next to the old Stein Mart, Starbucks, Club Fitness, that newer development there. And we see people travel one way to our clinic, an hour, hour and a half, one way. We are at the epicenter of St. Louis area, and we have four highways that converge, and that's not by accident. That is on purpose. When I built this office 7 years ago now, my mission was to literally reach the unreached and be a lighthouse in the darkness, right, to where people can come and expect hope when it comes to health and healing, that they're not broken, they're not pieced together. Their body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that's why I built this clinic, because I know people need truth when it comes to health and healing. They need truth that their body is fearfully and wonderfully made, that their body can heal, desires to heal, it's designed to heal, and then if we take the interferences out of our lifestyle, out of our spine, our body will begin to heal itself as close to 100% as possible. Last segment, we talked about how Bella, 14-year-old girl who was suffering from neck pain and sleep problems. Her mom brought her into a clinic from the radio show, heard us, said, listen, my daughter needs help. Pills and potions and lotions aren't working. Chiropractic is the answer. We started adjusting Bella's spine. neck pain's completely gone, sleep problems are completely gone. And guess what? That trajectory of that 14-year-old girl, her life is forever changed because her mom listened to the radio show and called in to schedule her daughter. See, the amazing thing is this, no matter if you're 90 years old or 9 years old, if you start to focus on health and you get on the right path when it comes to health and healing, the trajectory of your future health will forever change. It will forever change. And that's not just hocus pocus stuff. It is real. It is real that if you start to look at the interferences in the spinal cord of the nervous system through chiropractic care, spinal rehabilitation, you start to look at clean eating, clean detoxing, you start to look at movement and exercise, a healthy mindset, and that is your healthcare delivery system. Last segment, I said my heart was just breaking for teenagers in the future of our country. My heart breaks for my kids' friends who are sick and ill at school. The reason is because as a kid, the last thing on your list you should be worried about is health problems. But these kids and teenagers are being diagnosed with chronic illness for the rest of their life, where they keep that stuff like luggage, and that's just a lie. That's a lie. Their body's fully mature, not even fully mature yet, to be able to build an immune system, strengthen an immune system, balance out their hormones. Their body's still growing. Their organs are still growing. How in the world can they get a chronic diagnosis for the rest of their life? That is a lie. But that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And it's not all the doctor's fault. I want to step back here and wrap our head around this mindset shift, okay? Parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, right? Think about this, okay? In our culture, we've been ingrained to think that I have to have a label for this symptom. I know you don't do it on purpose. I know we don't do it on purpose, but that is our culture. Our culture is saying, well, what do they have for that symptom? So doctors and the medical system have been trying to meet the needs that we want. And the needs that we want is this. We want a diagnosis or a label for the symptom that either we have or our kids have or our spouse has, whatever it is. We want a diagnosis. We also want a pill, potion, or lotion, or an expensive test to tell us more about that symptom. And I'm not saying that's not the case many times that we need, but I feel like as parents and as grandparents and as aunts and uncles, we've been ingrained to think that that's just normal to throw a diagnosis at a kid or ourselves or get a prescription because that's we need something tangible. I really want us to change our minds. If you're listening to the show, we have to change our mindset. I'm not saying ignore your body. I'm saying let's actually become more sensitive to what your body's saying. Don't run to the doctor and get a diagnosis, unless it's, of course, a crisis situation. I get that. But let's just calm down, be at peace with what our body is, and support what the body needs to do. And so the healthcare delivery system, a real healthcare delivery model, is the five essentials, right? It's a healthy mindset. It's healthy sleep patterns. It's a healthy spine and nervous system. It's a healthy nutrition. It's healthy movement and exercise. It's healthy detoxing, right? Those are the five essentials when it comes to health and healing. And so I'm a chiropractor not to treat back pain. I'm a chiropractor to remove the interference in the spine so the body's ability to heal itself so people can reach their potential when it comes to health and healing. So Bella, now she's been in the clinic for 6 months. As I said earlier, neck pain's gone. Sleep pain's gone. Sleep issues are gone. Her mom is the happiest mother of a 14-year-old girl you can ever imagine, right? Regardless of hormone imbalances, regardless of typical teenager stuff, her daughter's healthy and well. How amazing is that? It's amazing. As I said, the trajectory of her health and life will forever change now that she can sleep 8 to 9 hours a night. Her neck pain is completely gone. She's able to perform better on the field. She's a happier kid. Why? Because her nervous system is healthy. Guys, from the spine in the back, from our spine must be straight up and down from the back. Our hips have to be even. Our shoulders have to be even. From the side in our spine, we must have 3 45-degree curves from the spine in the spine. Not because the spine is shaped that way, because the spinal cord has to be shaped that way to remove the pressure and interference along our central nervous system. So for your heart to beat right now, for your lungs to breathe, for your hormones to be balanced, for your melatonin to be produced in your brainstem, for your body to respond to exercise, your brain controls it 100%, and our spine protects the signals to get from the brain to the body at 100% and from the body back to the brain. It's a loop system. It's not just one way. It's not just above, down, inside, out. It's not just brain, spinal cord, nerve roots, organs. It's also organs, nerve roots, spinal cord, brain. It's a loop system, right? And so it's the actual electrical component of our body. We can't overlook it. You guys, every show I also want to give you some things you can do today to impact your health. And one of the things that especially right now in the season that we're in that people love are recipes. And so I want to send you guys a healthy quick French onion soup recipe. And in order to get this recipe, all you got to do is simply pick up the phone and text in your email address, and we'll send you the healthy quick French onion soup recipe. Just text in your email address. We'll send it to you. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, guys, as we look in at what's currently happening in our culture with the virus and numbers going up and fear, I would encourage you to really ask more questions. I want you to be Socratic when it comes to the health of your body and what's currently happening in the culture. And is it sustainable? Does it make sense? Is it incongruent? And is it going to work? And I think these are questions that allow us to open up the conversation between people who are deathly scared of COVID, who are not scared at all of COVID, and then some people who think they're doing their part in keeping people safe. Well, I would love to see research on masks actually working on negating the virus for people who are healthy. I would love to see the research behind avoidance of the culture actually working for people who are healthy. Once again, for people who are healthy. If you're symptomatic, stay home, right? And I think one of the things we got to recognize is that we're all going to have to be exposed to this, and we're all going to have to get it eventually. We're going to have to build up an immunity to it. We're going to be exposed to fragments of it, which fragments of COVID are actually some of the reasons why the positive tests are coming back is that there could be fragments in our nasopharyngeal passageways, meaning our nose and sinus cavities. There could be fragments of this that the test is picking up as positive, but actually, what if you sneeze or cough or your fever is created or something in your body attacks the fragment, kills the fragment before you're infected with COVID. Infected means on a cellular level in your blood, your white blood cells have to respond. There could be fragments of COVID in your nasopharyngeal passageways that your body's having to fight or get rid of and before you get infected, right? And many of you may not even get infected, but if you're exposed to fragments, your body will create antibodies to it, so therefore you're going to become immune to it without even being sick. And guess what? You can't spread the virus unless you're symptomatic. I don't care what they say. Super spreaders is not accurate. Research has never proven it to be true. If you're carrying a fragment, you can't spread the COVID unless you actually sneeze in somebody's face, right? It's not gonna spread. The only way you can spread COVID, and it's called shedding, not spreading, but shedding COVID, is if you're symptomatic, okay? Is if you're symptomatic. So if you're symptomatic, guess what? Stay home. I know it sounds weird. Stay home and get rest. And 99.4% of you are going to, if you get it, stay home, rest like a typical flu or a cold. Guess what? You're going to be able to get over it without having to get medications, without having to go to the hospital, without having to get, you know, oxygen, whatever it is. And guess what? The reason why it's so rough on the body is because COVID-19 and seven of the coronaviruses that can impact the human body are DNA and RNA disrupting viruses. This is why it's so hard in our body, because literally what happens is that the virus can impact our RNA and DNA. But the good news is this, if we fight it off naturally, our RNA and DNA adapt to the virus, so therefore the sickness levels are going to go down tremendously if we've been exposed to it and our body can fight it naturally, right? The problem is, and this is not a vaccine talk, but we got it once again, I want you to be Socratic with decisions that you make in your health. The problem with the vaccine that I see is that the vaccine chemically is going to alter our DNA and RNA. Now, to me, that's terrifying, okay? a chemical altering our DNA and RNA versus a naturally occurring virus is way different. Is way different. So I want you to do your research before you do anything crazy. I want you to ask more questions, because guess what? This show that I have going on years now, years, 9, 10 years, is the biggest thing I want you to do is ask more questions about your health and take personal responsibility for where you are with your health and where you want to be with your health. That's it. Ask more questions. Be Socratic. Don't be a sheep. Don't just do whatever your neighbor is doing. Don't do what a politician says to do. No, no, no. Ask more questions, because the results of your actions are on you and you alone, not anybody else. Not a Republican or Democratic Party. Nope, it's on you. Not your Medicare or your Blue Cross Blue Shield. Nope, it's on you. Not your age, not your genetics, not your grandma, not your kids. It's all on you. And there should be peace in that, because there's only one person responsible for where you are with your health today and where you'll be for the rest of your life, and that is the person that you look back at you in the mirror. That is you. And there's power in choice. There's power in freedom of choice. There's power in freedom of what? Questioning. You can question things. Weird, I know. Weird. So I want you guys to recognize that there's hope. There's hope in a time that seems so bleak and seems so hopeless, that there's hope, because guess what's never going to leave your body? The healing potential is always in you. Your healing potential is inside of you right now. The best doctor, the best research department is already inside of your body, and that is your central nervous system. That is your body's ability to heal itself and not be a victim to your environment, be an overcomer to your environment. It's reality. And guys, I'm going to share some testimonies of patients who've seen incredible healing in their bodies, whether it's from the virus, whether it's from headaches, whether it's from gut issues. They've seen incredible healing. And guess where it all started? Within their body, not from a pill, potion, or lotion, not from the outside in, but from within their body, because healing comes from within. So hang tight. After the break, we're going to go over some amazing testimonies. Once again, if you want to get plugged into what we're doing in the clinic, if you're wanting to make a new patient appointment, text in or call in right now. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We're a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves and in our communities, in churches and businesses, in schools, of course, in our clinic, seeing amazing healing potential released in people's bodies without drugs, without surgeries, without pills, potions, or lotions, but from within the body. We see people losing weight. We see people getting off their medications they've been on for years. We see people not becoming fearful of their environment, but becoming overcomers and the healthiest people on the planet. And I say that because why? Because we see people defying the odds. People that were once told they'll have a medication for the rest of their life, they'll have this diagnosis for the rest of their life. Oh, their parents are overweight, so they'll be overweight. No longer happening. We see people who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s. And I'll tell you this. They're some of the healthiest people in our community. Unfortunately, sometimes healthier than teenagers and kids. And so this show, I really wanted to hit on like the future of the future of our country, the future of our generations. The reality is that our country has some of the most unhealthy teenagers in the world. Some of the most unhealthy kids in the world. I mean, if you look at the statistics of when it comes to cancer, diabetes type 2, when it comes to learning disabilities, when it comes to asthma, allergies, skin disorders, gut disorders, depression, anxiety, guess what? The kids in our country have the highest numbers in all those. And it's not just because of a population perspective. It is the highest percentages of depression, anxiety, gut issues, autoimmune disease, headaches, sleeping problems, asthma, allergies, you name it, right? And it breaks my heart, because we have the most access to healthcare than ever before in history for these kids. And they're sick. And the last thing a parent or a grandparent or an aunt and uncle should worry about is the health of the children and their family. Obviously, you want them to be healthy. I'm not saying you don't want them, but like it shouldn't be a concern or a worry about the future of their health. These are the healthiest years you should have, not the sickest years. And so I'm here to say this, that we see amazing, amazing healing happen in young adults, in teenagers, in kids, in toddlers, and babies, newborns. Because why? Their body is just is vibrating for health. It wants to be healthy. It wants to be amazing, symptom-free, drug-free, balanced hormones, no gut issues, no pain. Their body wants to heal. And on the first segment, I talked about Bella, who's 14-year-old girl suffering with neck pain and sleep problems. Her mom brought her in, heard us on the radio show, brought her in, and she had suffered with all these things because she was an athlete. We found damage in her spine. We started to correct it with chiropractic care. Her neck pain's completely gone. Her sleep problems are completely gone. She's happier. She's healthier. She doesn't miss school anymore. We talk about a life change. I said a trajectory that was changed. Many adults who see that, they come into our clinic in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and they're like, I was doing a lot of things right, but now I see the trajectory of where my health is going to be since I've been in your clinic, and it's not dark. It's not gray. It's actually bright. I'm not scared anymore. I don't have to worry about a walker anymore. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting healthier, right? And so one of those people that came into the office, his name's Gabe. Gabe came into our clinic. His dad and mom heard us on the radio show, called in. He's 18 years old. And Gabe was suffering with gut issues and low back pain problems and anxiety. His mom and dad said, listen, we've been to the best doctors. We've been to the gastroenterologist, the GI specialist. We've been to orthopedists, been to physical therapy. We tried nutritional therapy. And guess what? Nothing seems to be working. It feels like his body's not clicking, right? I'm saying Gabe, 18 years old, gut issues, back pain, anxiety. We feel like something's not working, they said. And I go, well, you hear on the radio station that we got to start with the central nervous system. And I go, that's exactly why we're here. Because we feel like this is a systemic issue, meaning his gut health affects his brain, his anxiety affects his gut, his gut health affects his back, and his back affects his gut. Everything's affecting everything. And they go, that makes complete sense. It's the central nervous system, because he had crazy growth spurts through high school. And every time there was a growth spurt, his back pain got worse. Back pain got worse. And they go, we feel like he has to be here to get well, but we got to see what his spine looks like. That's what I said. I go, we got to see what his spine looks like, because obviously I know we can help Gabe, but we got to see what his spine looks like. And so on x-rays, from the back on the spine, it should be straight up and down. He had a 20-degree scoliosis that his parents had no idea was going on in his lower back. They had no clue. And the nerves that come out of the lower back affect the muscles in the lower back. They also affect the digestive system. And they actually impact his brain health too. Why? Because the gut is considered the second brain. The second brain. Why? Because there's that gut-brain connection and brain-gut connection, right? And so we started to adjust Gabe's spine. And what's amazing is this, that Gabe, his gut health started to improve. And unfortunately, he wasn't changing his diet, right? But he didn't need to, right? Obviously, I want him to eventually, but his gut health started to improve because his low back started to improve. We started to stop the scoliosis from getting worse and started to reduce the scoliosis with chiropractic care and rehab. Low back pain went away, gut health went away, and his anxiety started to go away. You know, you fast forward 4 months, Gabe's a new kid, his parents say. They say he doesn't have any digestive issues anymore. He has no more back pain. His anxiety is 80% better. Gabe has his life back because his parents heard the radio show and they called in to give their kid, their 18-year-old son, a chance. A chance that, you know what? Medicine isn't the answer all the time. Surgery is not the answer. Injections aren't the answer all the time. His parents heard the truth. They took action. And that's key, is they took action. Many times people hear something that's good for them, but they don't do anything about it. And the concern is with that is there's something called the law of diminishing intent. And what that means is this, is that every day, if you know something's good for you, whether it's a vacation, whether it's saving money, whether it's paying down debt, whether it's going to the chiropractor, whether it's eating kale, right? Or stop drinking soda. Every day that you don't take action on something that's going to benefit your life, every day, the chances of you ever doing it go down a little bit each day. Go down a little bit each day. The law of diminishing intent. So for my listeners, for my patients, for my family and friends, if you know something's going to benefit your life in a positive way, obviously this show, we talk about health majority of the time. So you know it's going to benefit your health in a positive way, I just ask, I encourage you to take action on that. Because the longer you wait, the chances of you ever doing it go down significantly, right? So the law of diminishing intent. And so another patient that his parents called on the radio show, his name's John. John is 20 years old. His parents called in for him and they said, listen, our son's 20 years old. He can't sleep at night. His posture is just horrible. He has text neck. His head is way far forward. And he has headaches about 4 days a week that are debilitating. His mom and dad were both on speaker. They said, listen, we feel like there's hope with what you're saying. We feel like that if we get his posture right, his sleep patterns will change. If we get his posture right, his headaches will go away. And that way we know our son will have a better future. They actually use the term, our son John will have a brighter future. But it all starts with the spine. So they brought John in. We did a full exam of his spine, posture, range of motion, nervous system, digital scan, and then a full set of x-rays of John. And John's forward head position was, his head was far forward by 4 inches when it should be zero. So his head should be right over his shoulders. His head was forward by 4 inches. He had lost the curvature in his neck. When it should be a 45-degree curvature, he was at 0 degrees. And John, once again, was only 20 years old, guys. And so John started getting his spine adjusted in our clinic with what we do in our clinic with chiropractic care and rehab. And over the next 3 months, John's life drastically changed. His forward head posture improved, so it reduced down to less than 1 inch forward. His sleep patterns improved to where he's sleeping 8 hours a night. His posture, you can tell his posture was improving, and his headaches were 100% better. If John's parents would have never listened to the show, he would have never gotten well. And so now John's doing amazing. He's more motivated, his parents say. He's going back to college. He's feeling better. He's working out now. His personal responsibility for your health has drastically changed, and it all started with him coming to the clinic. And so we're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. We want to help people heal. And, you know, the thing is normally when you come into our clinic, it's for a new patient appointment and a full set of x-rays. Normally it's $150 for a new patient appointment and x-rays. But if you're listening to the show now and you call now to schedule, it's only $60. Literally, you save $90 by calling on the show now. So this is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, we'll answer the phone. If we don't get the phone, leave a voicemail. We will call back and we will schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!